An idea to get the old talkback lines full this morning. Beggars and beneficiaries can pick up cigarette butts. The idea comes from the capital's inner city association. You use the unemployed to gather butts for money. Not so much money that they lose their benefit. But the inner city's association, Geraldine Murphy, is with us on this. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning.
So there's a nice line there, isn't there, between being practical, which I suppose the idea is, and being insulting, which it potentially could be seen to be.
Yes, certainly it's not meant to be insulting or considered to be demeaning. We see it as being potentially a really valuable public service that those people could provide. The idea didn't come from us. It was actually a guy walking around the streets who came up to me one day at the beginning of the year and said, "It's just disgusting, all these cigarette butts sitting around here." You know, he had actually raised it with a previous council or member, had got no traction. And I thought, and I didn't do anything with it. And then when we saw this proposal to have an extra offence in the public places bylaw for cigarette butt litter when it's already an offence under the Litter Act, I thought, well, that's not going to work. That's not going to do anything.
No, exactly.
What about something that's going to actually give those people who are causing some issues for businesses in the inner city something to do, get some money, not impact their benefit, and actually get rid of some of the stuff that's hanging on the
street. It's a good practical solution, because I think you're right, the bylaw will make no difference at all. Who would actually administer or pay it or run it? Would that be a council thing you would envisage?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, council already has contracts with a number of social service agencies, and I know that the response on stuff and in the Don Post this morning indicates that some of those aren't keen to sort of engage on it. But, you know, there are already contracts with service providers that are working with these people. So I don't really think it's necessary to set up another whole structure.
Run it through them. It should be operated on a supply-demand basis. In other words, although the agencies might go down the whole PC track of it being a bit, you know, a bit embarrassing and all of that, there'll be somebody somewhere who actually wants to do it and doesn't mind collecting the money, and if they do, good on them.
Exactly, and the Don Post article talked with somebody who was out sitting outside Metro in Willow Street, and they were quite happy to go and collect cigarette butts. And I mean, I think I'm not saying you go and pick them up with your bare hands. I think we get some bulk buying gloves, and people can use those, and then maybe if it gets a bit of traction, they could actually buy them themselves at a subsidised price, maybe. Yep. But I just think it's worth investigating. I mean, Stephanie McIntyre from the Downtown Community Ministry has said that they're talking to council now about some options for some meaningful paid work, and that's great. You know, if there are some other ideas that are better and the people who are out there want to do those things,
Into it. Yeah, get into it. Well done, Geraldine. I think it's practical, not to everybody's cup of tea, but as I say, if there are people who want to do it, why not, for goodness sake? Geraldine Murphy, and the council's response, of course, is to pass another bylaw. You were right, Glenn. It is already an offence under the Litter Act, so why wouldn't you pass yet another law to basically say the same thing, which achieves literally nothing? Welcome to the world of local councils.